Holy Spirit.
I'm really hearing.
I am really hearing.
I'm really seeing.
I'm really seeing.
And my heart is perceiving.
And my heart is perceiving.
You are present in this house.
You are present in this house.
And we give you the praise.
And we give you the praise.
And the glory.
And the glory.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for what you've done.
Thank you for what you've done.
And thank the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
To confirm this word right now.
To confirm this word right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
We had a miracle yesterday. Because many different things happen that don't always make sense. But again, you know, Holy Week is something that in my background was very precious. Mm. And Palm Sunday is a tradition in the churches, and we want to acknowledge it. And it's been quite a few years since we've had some palms. So it did go through my mind, and I ended up saying to the Lord, well, you know, Marianne used to bring them automatically, and it was just every year Marianne would bring. Well, since Marianne has been gone, we haven't had any palms. And so I gave it back to the Lord, and I said, Lord, have your way. You know. So I get a telephone call from Peggy. And why don't you give us what?
Well, I called them because a couple of days ago, I sent a nudge about palms. So I thought, well, I could call Mary Ann. I know she would get them for us, but you need to order them from the wholesaler. And there really wasn't enough time. So I'm reasoning this all out of my mind. Where am I going? Get them, you know, the whole thing. So yesterday I had to go out and I did an errand and I hear it again. Get some palms. So I'm reasoning again, where am I going to go and blah, blah, blah. So what I heard was to go to the florist that there is in town. There's one florist in Palmer that I know about. I've gone by there many times, but I didn't even know how to get in there because it's an odd place. So I took a side street, went past, I guess there was a driveway, and I went past that, turned around. Anyways, okay, so I get there. I'm thinking, this person's going to think I'm a little out there, but it was okay. So I opened the door, and so I didn't even have a chance to say anything. Oh, are you the one who called? I said, no, I didn't call you. So she says, oh, are you sure you didn't call me? I said, no, I didn't call, but I do have a question. Would you by any chance have any palms? So the palms that I had in my mind were the ones that are like that, from the palm plant, which is what Mary Ann used to get. Not those traditional ones. So she says, oh, she said, you know, I do have some. And, you know, my spirit got all excited. Mm-hmm. And so I said, oh, okay. She said, well, you know, they were ordered by another church and they never came to pick them up. And they didn't call. So I do have some. What church do you go to? I said, well, I go to the House of Prayer for All Nations. Just threw it out there. Oh, Kim Bergeron's church. I said, yes, Kim Bergeron's church. Oh, I've known Kim for such a long time and blah, blah, blah. So he has shared in here about the flower arrangement that came from them. And so I said, oh, yes. I said, he did mention, you know, the beautiful work you did, and I saw it and so on. So she says, oh, that's the miracle one. I said, yep, that was the miracle one. And I think to myself, well, this is a miracle too.
Wow.
So anyways, she said, and I'm debating now because when she came out with them, they were that kind. And I'm saying, well, Lord, am I supposed to take them or not? They're not the ones that I want. But mean, it's all going in my head, you know. And so she says, well, here, she says, I'll just give you these. You know, it's not going to cost you anything. So, and she kept one little thing, I would have presumed, if the other church ever called. But anyways, so that's how they came about. And then when I came in this morning, Gail mentioned that Lisa was mentioning them as well. So that's another confirmation.
Confirmation.
Yeah, that was my confirmation. And I called him to tell him, you know, what had transpired.
So now, I want you to just close your eyes, and I'm going to run through very quickly the word of the Lord about the triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Now, as they were approaching Jerusalem, they arrived at the place of the stables near the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead, saying, as soon as you enter the village, you will find a donkey tethered along with her young colt. Untie them both and bring them to me. And if anyone stops you and asks, what are you doing? Just tell them, the Lord of all needs them, and he will let you take them. All of this happened to fulfill a prophecy. Tell Zion's daughter, look, your king arrives. He is coming to you humbly, sitting on a donkey, riding on a colt, a donkey's colt. Now there's a footnote, and it says, Zechariah 9:9, kings rode on horses, not donkeys. He chose the young colt as a symbol of humility and gentleness. And I thought, oh my God, Lord, the choice to show his true nature. Verse 6. So the two disciples went on ahead and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and her colt to him and placed their cloaks and prayer shawls on the colt, and Jesus rode on it. Then an exceptionally large crowd gathered and carpeted the road before him with their cloaks and prayer shawls. Others cut down branches from trees. They spread it in his path. Jesus rode in the center of the procession, crowds going before him and crowds coming behind him. And they all shouted, bring the victory, Lord. Son of David, he is the blessed one sent from the Lord Yahweh. We celebrate with praises to God in the highest. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the people went wild with excitement, and the entire city was thrown into an uproar. Some asked, who is this man? And the crowds shouted back, this is Jesus. He's the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee. Upon entering Jerusalem, Jesus went directly into the temple area and drove away the merchants who were buying and selling their goods. You see, I could go on, but my understanding was to obey Holy Spirit every step of the way. And so if you put your hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
these palms represent,
these palms represent
the royalty that had entered the city,
the royalty that had entered the city.
But it wasn't the kind that looks for advertisement.
But it wasn't the kind that looks for advertisement.
It was a man.
It was a man.
Called the Son of God.
Called the Son of God.
And the Son of Man.
And the Son of Man.
That came to deliver his people.
That came to deliver his people.
He appealed to heaven.
He appealed to heaven.
And we appeal to heaven.
And we appeal to heaven.
So that we will understand.
So that we will understand.
What God's plan is.
What God's plan is.
For not only the house of prayer.
For not only the house of prayer.
But every family that we represent.
But every family that we represent.
These palms.
These palms.
Are not just average palms.
Are not just average palms.
They're collected to us.
They are collected to us.
As a gift from Holly.
As a gift from Holly.
And her husband.
And her husband.
In Palmer, Massachusetts.
In Palmer, Massachusetts.
So we're not only a blessing here.
So we're not only a blessing here.
But a blessing in Massachusetts.
But a blessing in Massachusetts.
And in Palmer.
And in Palmer.
For your glory.
For your glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus.
Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Lift up your hands towards the cup. Say, this is the blood of Jesus.
This is the blood of Jesus.
Which was given up for me.
Which was given up for me.
And it was given to me.
And it was given to me.
As a gift of salvation.
As a gift of salvation.
Because the Son of God.
Because the Son of God.
Did not remain.
Did not remain.
The same.
The same.
He gave his body.
He gave his body.
That I would come to life.
That I would come to life.
Papa I sprinkle these palms with the blood of the Lamb. They will be holy. And now we declare them holy. Say it with me. Say,
these palms
are holy.
Are holy.
They're covered by the blood.
They're covered by the blood.
They will release.
They will release
an anointing.
An anointing.
Wherever they're placed.
Wherever they're placed.
And the glory will go.
And the glory will go.
To our Heavenly Father.
To our Heavenly Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Glory to you, Jesus.
Glory to you, Jesus.
This is a little bit tricky. Hallelujah. I'm going to have one for you.
Once for the home, and once for the factory.
Yes. Yes.
I was trying to obey, because I didn't know how many I would have.
Yes, just enough. Okay, I want you to stand. This is the bread of life.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, Lord. Come on, kids.
Yeah.
We need help here. There you go.
Our pasta
I knew there was somebody there. One on each side.
Joe
needs one.
Huh? Oh, there Joe was hiding.
Oh, wait a minute. One's for Hazel, too. Where is this? This is tricky.
I have one for Hazel.
No, if there's stamp, there's some here. It just needs to be broken. It's just there we go.
In the sheath.
For Hazel.
Yay.
Okay.
First group.
Yeah. And Pastor.
Yes.
When I first got this, I held out like a sword.
Yes.
And the Lord said, yes, you can use it as a sword, because the sword is, as you use this as against the enemy, it reminds him of my return.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because he is returning.
Amen.
Thank you.
Okay. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the
you
for me.
Yes.
That's what he did. He was broken for me. He gave out his flesh.
Yes.
He gave out his blood.
Yes.
So that we would come to life.
Thank you.
And I take this for our president.
Yes.
And all the officials in our country.
Yes.
I'm talking about the anointed one.
Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
President Trump.
Yes.
Just let there be an awesome victory on
yes.
this special day for you.
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
for your children.
Yes.
And your children's children.
Yes.
Amen. Protect everyone.
Yes.
Of the cabinet that you have formed
yes.
down in Florida.
Amen. Yes.
Do that which only you can do, Lord. And continue to keep them hidden for the season that's needed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
I take this for Washington.
Yes.
And I ask for one more level of mercy.
Yes. Yes.
I want mercy to triumph over judgment.
Yes.
Yes.
Say it with me. I want mercy
to triumph over
judgment.
Yes.
Yes. You have no clue of how difficult it is from our Father's point of view to allow someone to enter hell without giving them the extra measure. And so, Father, let there be an extra measure of mercy to everyone in authority in the swamp. There's nothing that you can't change if they will simply bow. And so we ask, Father, that you would give them the grace to bow in Jesus' name. And that includes the Supreme Court.
In Jesus' name. That's right.
This is for all the boys that are growing up along with you, young man. And that you will have an influence on this generation.
Amen.
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 I cheated. I stole a kiss. Grandfathers can do that, you know.
You realize you're next, right?
Yeah. This is for all the girls. And I've got quite a few of them. And may they be blessed.
Jesus.
In case you got jealous. Mama, come on. Yes, you. You see, just lift one hand to the Lord. Say, with Jesus, I can do it.
With Jesus, I can do it.
Without Him.
Yes. Without Him.
It's a mess.
It's a mess.
But with Him.
Yes. But with Him.
All things are possible.
Yes. All things are possible.
And I'm taking this for the mothers.
And I'm taking yes. this for the mothers.
That are raising children all by themselves.
Yes. That are raising children all by themselves.
And I'm taking it for them.
Yes. And I'm taking it for them.
That they can receive the same Jesus.
Yes. That they can receive the same Jesus.
The same Holy Ghost.
The same Holy yes. Ghost.
That's carrying me.
That is carrying me.
Is going to carry them.
Is going to carry them.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You're doing a wonderful job.
Come on over here. You.
Doing a wonderful job. She is.
Yeah. This is for your dad. Yeah. Not for you. Your papa. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. John? This is for the judge.
Hey.
Hassa hosheke robayasakiyata. Last but not least, the grandmothers.
Thank you.
Yes.
Table is open. Just obey the Lord.
Please.
Where's my hug?
Yeah.